This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A prosecutor in Northern California is going after five indigenous activists who toppled a statue of Junipero Serra last year in protest of the Catholic Mission System's founder. They all face felony charges, but community groups are calling for the charges to be dropped. Christina Onnestad reports.
They're called the Indigenous Peoples Day 5. The group of Indigenous women and two spirit activists are charged with felony vandalism for toppling a statue of Junipero Serra on Indigenous Peoples Day 2020, right out front of the Mission San Rafael in Marin County, California. Karina Gold is leader of the Confederated Villages of Lujan Ohlone, one of the tribes enslaved into the mission system Junipero Serra founded. She's calling for the charges to be dropped.
Our tribal people have been the objects of genocide here in California by the Catholic Church since the inception of California. The Junipero Serra, the statue that was taken down in October, is a symbol to California Native people and to many other Indigenous people about the genocide that happened on our lands when the Catholic Church first came here.
Despite the Catholic Church's history of genocide against Native Americans, some of its members have demanded Marin County's district attorney add a hate crimes charge against the activists. But more than 50 community groups and 75,000 petition signatories are demanding the charges be dropped, noting the nationwide reckoning with symbols of oppression. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting from San Rafael, California, for National Native News.
A nonprofit advocating for the protection of Oak Flat, a sacred site in Arizona, is appealing a federal judge's decision to not temporarily block the project that will turn the land into a copper mine. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media has more.
The nonprofit Apache Stronghold is one of a few groups that sued to stop a congressionally mandated land swap of U.S. Forest Service land, which includes Oak Flat, to Resolution Copper, a subsidiary of International Copper Companies. Attorney Luke Goodrich is representing Apache Stronghold in the appeal. He says the federal government plans to transfer the land on March 11th.
The government is actually destroying a centuries-old sacred site and making the religious practices there impossible. And so this case is actually really an easy case when it comes to finding a substantial burden on religious exercise.
They're challenging the judge's order that said the land swap wouldn't be a substantial burden on the Apache people's religious practice, among other things. Goodrich says he expects the court to rule before the March deadline. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The National Congress of American Indians winter session kicks off this week, which is being held virtually. NCAI President Fawn Sharp delivers the State of Indian Nations address Monday. Tribal leaders throughout the week will interact with federal officials, White House representatives, and U.S. lawmakers. Tribal leaders are laying out priorities for the year and developing plans to work with the Biden administration and Congress. COVID-19 and the confirmation hearing for Deb Haaland for Interior Secretary are among top agenda items. The Lac-Qui-Taray Band of Ojibwe in Wisconsin is holding mass COVID-19 vaccination events planned for the next 7 Wednesdays. The tribe's clinic vaccinated more than 200 community members at its first event last week. The vaccines are open to eligible tribal members 18 years old and over. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.